Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, he saved me from my wretched way, wretched way. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Lega, lega. Okay, used to be lost like the fish. Nemo to Christ came in like a hurricane. Nino wreaked havoc and sin. Raging Bull De Niro, he's the sun. I'm the shadow. Yeah, I go wherever he goes. Here's a toast to his resurrection. Heavenly coast, post my death to flesh. I'm resurrected. Recollecting now he made my life a testimony. Used to live a life impure, so far from holy. Hiding behind the facade of you don't know me. But he didn't know me from my mother's womb. He knew my story. He gave me free will to choose and couldn't do that for me. Though I was undeserving, he never gave up on me. Now I stand here redeemed, I declare boldly. I'm solely sold out to the living God and he is worthy. Of every praise out of my mouth, yes, I give him glory. Yeah, Lord, I give you glory.
Should have been lost,
Lord,
but you saved me.
Save me. You're giving God on that cross. Yeah. Right. Hey, from my wretched ways, my sinful grave, pull me out of that grave. You did. You saved me. Save me. Yeah. You saved me. Yeah, boy. I refuse to stand around like doorman, bringing his word to your grill, George Foreman. No cheap imitation, Martin, Tracy Morgan. Royal flush face, best believe I'm all in. If life was like a game of poker, I call the devil's bluff, cause I got Christ as my joker. I am living above the influence and breaking the addiction. Facing reality, living behind the fiction. Sick in relationship over religion. I'm so leveled up, spitting this lyrical venom, giving demons the blues like denim, killing them with syllable synonyms of adrenaline, spilling from a spiritual song, his Holy Spirit like penicillin. We numb in this world, then we reach the lost like Gilligan. God willing, the spiritual healing would take place in his children if they only accept him and declare him risen.
Should have been lost,
Lord,
but you saved me.
Hey, from my wretched ways, my sinful grave, pull me out of that grave. You did, you saved me, saved me. Yeah, you saved me, saved me.
Should have been lost, Lord, but you saved me, saved me. Lord, you came and died on that cross, yeah, just to save me.
Hey, from my wretched ways, my sinful grave, pull me out of that grave. You did, you saved me, saved me. Yeah, you saved me, saved me.
Thank you.
prayers hit the ceiling fast. And life keeps pulling you by the rubber bands. You got problems, man, don't stress it. Cause in God's hands, yo, you're being perfected. So count it all joy in your trials and testing. God's in control, go and grab your blessing. Realize your every trial that you face. That God was just using it to develop your faith. Yeah, I know you don't like being in this position, but realize that God is grace, is sufficient. So keep your eyes focused on your maker. And realize, yo, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So even though you're going through where you're dealing, make up in your mind, Lord, I'ma stay up in your will. Trials and tribulations I tend to go through, I made up in my mind that when it comes to your will, guess what?
I'm gonna stay.
Persecution all the time. Every day you're gotta hustle, cause it's taking up my time. And my bills are piling up, don't know if they will decline. So I stay rooted, stay reading. While my 60 stay winning, quit on crap, you daydreaming. Beneath me from beginning, I be going hard. I don't care what people be feeling. I be rapping Christ, I don't care what people be feeling. No sack, I don't own that. I'm tripping up low that. Crack killing, soul winning. Bro, you know we own that, We stay winning, they stay in it, we go realer. I sell hope, they sell coke, no dope dealer. Have my Fiona real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have my Fiona real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have my Fiona real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have my Fiona real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. We thank you all for tuning in right now to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck, right here in Detroit. And I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord for his many, many blessings. A lot of you tuned in on today, and we featured the Youth Gospel Rap Show on today, featuring DJ Miracle with DJ Fellow Waves, and we just want to give them a shout out on tonight. And also to all of you that are listening in all over the world, we just want to say God bless to you. We thank God for this great show. The intro songs that you have heard, the very first song that you have heard was God's Writer and Saved Me. And then the next song, we got to give a shout out to our brother, Tim Blackwell, also known as Black Light. And the name of that song was Stay, featuring Nicole Wissett. And then the last song that you heard was our brother in Kenya, Maluda, and Have Mercy, featuring Collagraph. And I'm telling you, we just thank God for all that he is doing. We want to give a shout out to all of you tuning in right now here in Detroit, Michigan, to those that are in different cities and states in St. Louis. We want to give a shout out to our sister Esther Jones. We thank God for her. Also, she was on the show some weeks back sharing her testimony and everything, and we just thank God for her. So once again, Esther Jones, we love you. God bless you. She is the reason what's going on tonight with our guest, because our guest is how I got connected through her. So we just, like I said, giving her a shout out. And to those of you that are in Chicago, we want to say God bless you. Those in Texas, God bless you. Those in Florida, God bless you. And also all of my family there in Baltimore, Maryland, I want to say God bless to my Niger fam. God bless you on tonight. And all those that are listening in the different states and countries, all of Africa, those of you that's in Italy and the UK, we want to say God bless. Those in Switzerland, God bless you. In the Caribbeans, in Jamaica, all of the DJs there in Trinidad and Barbados, we just want to say God bless you all, everybody. Tonight, we got a special show for you, y'all. We got a special guest. We thank God for our brother, award winner, hip hop recording artist of Baltimore, Maryland, Russ Shanks. I'm telling you, and I thank God I heard this brother's music. Wow. Something to hear, y'all. You went for a real treat. If y'all didn't hear it, you're going to hear it right here on the Angels of Melody. And so right now we're going to go ahead and click him on. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited about tonight. Just very excited. God bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Really excited about you being on with us on tonight. I'm just really excited. So it's good to have you on.
Oh, it's a blessing. I appreciate y'all having me on.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead, brother, and let you reintroduce yourself. And, you know, to start off, after that, you can just share a little testimony to us all. Let us know what God has done for you and everything. And after that, we're going to get it popping off with this great music for tonight.
No doubt, no doubt. It's your boy, Russ Shanks. Shanks is in the building. Shout out to Accent Management, Christina Hines, who's my pit bull in the skirt, my manager. Shout out to Rock Truth Records, which is the label that I'm signed to, and Reach Movement, which is the other label that I'm affiliated with. I'm just blessed to be in the number that God is calling for. Baltimore hip hop artist that's doing his best trying to plant seeds and also spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through the one thing that I love, which is hip hop. And you know, and God is just doing his thing, you know. So I'm just blessed to be blessed with that gift and to be able to use it in the way that God is allowing me to use it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for that, brother. We really thank God for what he's doing in you. And so, like I said, I don't know what you have been through or what has happened in your life, what has happened to cause you to do what you're doing now. I'm quite sure something that happened.
Well, you know, just like everybody else in the world, I haven't always been saved, so I didn't always know God, you know, even though I was brought up in, you know, my grandparents and my parents, you know, they were God-fearing people, are God-fearing people. But, you know, I wanted to be a knucklehead, you know, so growing up in Baltimore City is not hard not to be a knucklehead, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I dabbled a little bit into the street life because I thought that's what I had to do to fit in. And, you know, not that I needed to, because, you know, I wasn't your typical, you know, sad story, like where I didn't, it's not like I grew up without a father. My dad has been in my life and still is in my life. You know, I had both parents and stuff like that, three beautiful sisters. So I had everything that I thought I needed, but, you know, I just didn't have that street credibility that I thought I needed to survive in the street. So, you know, I connected with some cats and I did some stuff that I shouldn't have done. But just in the neck of time, God brought me out. You know, I never thought that I would be saved at the age of 16, but, you know, God saw fit to bless my soul. And I was introduced through Jesus Christ to a group of young people at this church called Mount Nebo Holy Church. And, you know, when I saw people my age praising God, I was thinking like, wow, this is crazy. And I found a new place to fit in. Instead of fitting in the streets, I needed to fit in, you know, in other places, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just like God to save you and then still leave you in the situation that you was trying to leave. And so I had to grow in God, but still stay in my same environment. So I had a little trouble, you know, in those areas. But God saw fit to bless me. So I love hip hop.
Yeah.
I love God. So I was able to put the two together, you know, just like countless others that came before me, and put all my testimony in music. Now, like one thing that I will say is that I'm not your typical Christian hip hop artist. You know, I like to uplift the culture of hip hop. You know, it's not all preach, Bible with me. I like to add in or to involve those things that people love about hip hop, like punchlines and metaphors, things that are funny, storytelling, all that kind of stuff. So my message incorporates God's goodness and what he has done for me, my struggles, my the things that I had to overcome, those thorns in my flesh that I still have. I talk about that in my open book. I spread it all out. But to encourage the next person that listens to, so they won't have to go through what I've gone through, or if they are going through it, that there's hope in coming out of it, you know, and that they're not the only one that's dealing with it. So, you know, I'm not a preachy type cat that's fire and brimstone. Like, you going to hell? It's like, I just want to insert hope in a world where hope is trying to diminish our hope. And I just want to insert that back into the hearts of the people, you know?
That's right. That's right. You know what you said? You had me laughing on that part. Cause there are some rappers that do be saying that stuff, and the ones that do be saying that stuff ain't living a piece of baloney almost. You know what I'm saying? So it's just something. But I understand what you're saying, because I grew up with, you know, four brothers, and I'm the only girl, you know, and my dad is a preacher. So I came up, you know what I'm saying, in the church and didn't want to be bothered and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, as I got older and then getting caught up in the streets with gang bangers and dope dealers and, you know, different stuff like that, crazy foolishness, like you said.
And then when you become, you know, when you finally get in the knowledge of, you know, for yourself, as you were just saying, you know, you just don't, you know, you don't think that it's like it's, you know, like it is now, is what I'm saying. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, I guess when different ones came to Christ, they thought, oh, being young, you know, you were bored. It's a boring.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's for old folks. And that's what I thought, you know, coming up, that, you know, living that kind of life, what? Oh, this is boring. You know what I'm saying? This is only for old people. And that's how I used to feel, like, you know, I will go to church when I get old and gray or whatever, and maybe that's for me. But that's the way the enemy has us feeling. But when you really taste and see of it and get in it yourself, then you find out it's not the lies of what, you know, he tried to feed us. And so I thank God for that, you know, that we all have to come and encounter ourselves, you know.
Amen.
Of that. And you still got young people today feel the same way, you know, that it's boring or not for me. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And so we just got to keep them uplifting. Like you were saying, you share your testimony with people when you out there, even when you're ministering in rap. You know what I'm saying? Like you're saying, you're not tearing the people down. You're not telling them, oh, you're going to hell, or you this, or you that. But you're sharing. You know what I'm saying? And it's a way that you do things. You got to have wisdom to do it and know
Absolutely.
How to speak to people. Yeah, you got to know how to speak to people. You've been and found yourself getting beat down, stripped out there in the streets, trying to come all the hard way. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You
yeah,
can't be going
right.
in no hood, you know, throwing brimstone at folks. You can't be doing that.
Correct.
So
Correct.
I thank God for you, brother. This is definitely a great divine connection. And I'm ready to get started with this music. I'm telling you, I fell in love. So you got a number one fan here in Detroit.
Amen.
But I want to talk a little bit, because I know we got a few songs we're going to be playing, and what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing it like as a couple. Like you get two songs here, and then we have some words, and we play two more. That's how I want to do it. So the first two that I see here, talk a little bit of Enough is Enough featuring Kyla Simone. And then after that, talk about Charm City Dreaming.
Okay. Well, Enough is Enough. It's crazy how that song came about, because like shortly after, like, the Mike Brown situation, like when the verdict came that they weren't going to press charges against the police officer that shot
mm-hmm.
Michael Brown, Christina
yeah.
Hines called me, and my manager,
mm-hmm.
she called me and was like, well, how do you feel about the Mike Brown situation and all that? And I was like, well, I don't like it. And the fact
yeah.
that hip hop has yet to had yet to speak on it. Like normally, like
yeah.
back in the '90s and the early after the millennium, dress
yeah.
like police brutality, injustices, violations of civil rights and stuff like that. We were quick to we
mm-hmm.
were the voice. R&B couldn't do it, you know, gospel couldn't do
right.
it, but rap did,
yeah.
hip hop did, but now we got money now, so it's like we partying, like we ain't got time to address all that stuff, but we partying because we got money, that, you know, we got Lamborghinis and our president is black, so we enjoying ourselves, but we ain't got,
yeah.
you know, we can't look back, you know, so she said, well, put pen to paper, and I just, that's exactly what I did. I started doing that. And in the midst of me writing it, some other situations happened. You had Jordan Davis. You had the Florida State, the dude who played for the Hurricanes, who was killed when he was in the car accident trying to look for help by knocking on somebody's door. You had Freddie Gray, that happened right here in Baltimore. And it's like, it just kept spilling, like the words just kept coming. So I recorded it, and then I had Kyla Simone bless it with the hook, and it just came together. And it, you know, and that song is just taking a life of its own, and it's taken
yeah.
off. And
yeah.
you said,
well,
and Charm City Dreaming.
Yeah.
That came from, shout out to Riff Raff of Reach Movement, who produced the track. He had the track set for someone else to record, but I'm not sure what happened with that. But he passed the song to me and was like, I know you can pull this off. Like, if anybody can pull this off, you can pull it off. I want it to be an anthem for Baltimore, to be an encouragement to the city. It doesn't have to be churchy. It doesn't have to be about church or God or Jesus. Just make it about Baltimore and whatever. And I was like, well, let's go. So I just started naming the things that identifies Baltimore, like that are exclusive to Baltimore, like Reginald F. Lewis Museum, the National Bohemian Brewery down here, Domino Sugar, Under Armour, the Fort McHenry, all that kind of stuff, and I just put it all in the song, and it just came together. You know, when you dream of, when you think about Baltimore, and trust me, anybody that knows me knows that I'm Baltimore for life. I love my city. I rep it. I'm not a Baltimore Ravens fan, because I am a San Francisco 49ers fan. So I rep San Francisco. But I love my city. You know what I'm saying?
You said the right team, brother. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I am a sports fanatic. I love my sports. I said, I guess it's because I have all these brothers and hanging around the men, you know, and stuff, and my dad. But I love, you talk about faithfully. Let me tell you something. I'm so addicted to football, brother. Do you know I have a sheet? After each game on Sundays, I have a sheet that's getting started up already with the teams written for the following week, including on the Thursdays and Monday nights. So, and I'm going to tell you something. We're going to start with the song, but I know somebody probably going to boo me out there. I live in Detroit, and I hate Detroit. I'm telling you, I do not go for no Lions. I am strictly a Broncos woman right here. So I will be going for Broncos. And people look at me like, why are you here? You supposed to live here. I said, the only Detroit team I like is Red Wings. I don't go for no Lions. I ain't with no Tigers and all that kind of. I just never did like Detroit teams. I didn't. So when you said you don't like the Baltimore, I feel you. We from where we from, but that don't mean we have to like it. So I'm all in for San Francisco too. I'm telling you. So I just had to put that out there. And let's not forget about Pittsburgh, as I love Pittsburgh too. So. I'm hearing something negative on the other end.
I mean, I'm San Francisco. I don't have a second team. I don't have a second or third team. It's them. I respect the Ravens. Definitely respect them because they're the home team. But you know, I when I go to work or when I go out, I got San Francisco gear on. I'm sorry, right? When they say you repping your team, I don't have anything Ravens in my house unless my wife or my sons have it. I do not own it.
Wow.
So.
Well, you know what? I feel you on that, because tomorrow I will be having on my Broncos shirt while everybody going around with the Lions. So, and then I was told that if I lose, that I would have to take my shirt off and put on a jersey, Lions jersey, and wash somebody's car with my Broncos shirt. I said, what kind of bet? That's not a good one there.
That happened to me at Super Bowl 48. So when we played Baltimore, San Francisco played the Baltimore Ravens and lost, I had to wear purple the next day. So all that Monday. So, yeah. So I know exactly how you feel.
Yes. Oh, wow. Well, you know what, brother? I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, and we're going to go ahead and let the world hear Enough is Enough and also Charm City Dreaming, and then after that, we're going to come right back. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right. I'm trying to see about getting this going. Remember I had said sometime our system seemed like it freezes up, and that's what it looked like. It just happened. So I can't even get to the song yet. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, but I just thank God, you know, as I'm waiting here for this to, you know, to clear up here. I just thank God, like I said, for you and what you are doing. Even when I looked at the videos, you know, some people, you know, you can hear a certain song and you can see the video, and the video ain't lining up really too much with the song. But I noticed that when I listen, you know what I'm saying, to the music, and then also seeing
you know, the video, it was just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I was mm-hmm. just like, it goes right with what you're saying. And so while we're waiting, because I don't want to do all this talking, but while we're waiting for the system to boot itself, because sometimes, like I said, this does happen, I want you to, it may be someone listening in right now that needs to be encouraged. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they are, you know, from the hood or whatever, and maybe they feel like all hope is gone. And, you know, I just want to know, what would you say to those that are listening in that may say, brother, you know, maybe it happened for you. Maybe you came to Christ and it's all going, you know, good with you. But with me, I'm just so miserable. I'm just depressed. I'm down and out. What would you say to them?
I would say never give up hope. And always remember that regardless of where you are, or it may look bad, but there's always something worse. Like I was just saying to myself a couple weeks ago, like you may be living paycheck to paycheck right now, and it may not be balling out and being able to go shopping at the mall every week. But the thing is, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, thank God that you got a paycheck, because there's some people out there that's not working at all. You know, you might not have a car, you might be on the bus right now, but thank God you got bus fare to get on the bus, because some people are walking.
Right.
And even if you're
That's
walking,
true.
Thank God that you're able to walk, because there's some paralyzed people out there that can't
That's
walk.
Right.
So it's like every situation that you're in, it might look like you're at rock bottom, but in God, there's no such thing as rock bottom. It can always get worse. And you need to thank God for the situation, because all you got to do is look up the way your help comes, and then you'll start to move up. But you got to think it before you see it. You got to believe
right.
it. This is a faith walk. You can't just sit and be
right.
sad with yourself because you're in that situation. You got to get up and move. God help those who help themselves. And if you are able to get up and move and do something different, then God will push your way. He will make your pathway clear. But you can't see the pathway if you're sitting on your couch or you're laying in your bed looking in the right direction. You got to look in the right direction and find your path and walk it and let God do the rest.
That's right. Now, while you touched on that, then I got to have you touched on this. While, like I said, I'm still got this thing up booting here, but I just, you know, I don't want it to just be silence either. But what would you say, since you said that brought me into what we're going to be doing on next week, it's going to be me and I have a co-host of Hip Hop Praise Radio, DJ Ronnie Ryan. We're going to be on next Saturday morning together talking about pimping a ministry. And that goes to something like what you were saying about the people being on the couch, you know, they feeling lost in hope. What would you say about that concerning the artists out here that are saying, because I've ran into many of them that say that they're repping for the Lord and they're doing this and they're doing that, and come to find out all this repping and carrying on, if things is not operating, like the money for the CDs is not operating, or maybe a lot of doors haven't opened yet. You know what I'm saying? They feel like, oh, I'm done with this. I'm finished. Well, to me, it's like, you know, you can't put a price on that, because it's all about souls. Yes, money comes in to help us and get things what need to be done to further the ministry. You know what I'm saying? But you can't look at it like this is the way that, you know, I'm going to get money. I feel like I'm doing this for the money. You know what I'm saying? I'm going in the hood doing what I do for the money, and if I'm not getting it like that, then I'm saying, forget you, Lord. I'm done with that. What would you say about that? Because that's what we were talking about, even with some of the ministers out there. They do all this preaching and stuff. We're not saying all, but we're saying some. You know, they do all this preaching and stuff, and every time you look up, the basket is coming, I don't know how many times, and the people being drained, you know, from finances, and then they tell you, you know, if you got $2, you can keep it. We don't want that. What in the world? It just seemed like the body of Christ have turned into one big lottery line, a casino or something. So what would you say as far as to that when you were saying, like, people being down and out? Because a lot of artists out there, I like that. I'm talking about in the gospel, where they feel like, if I'm not making no money, I'm done. What would you say about that?
Well, I would say obedience is the key. If God told you to go, then you don't worry about the money. You go. You know, God tells you to go to the street and preach or rap or sing or whatever, and you know that God told you, then just be obedient. He'll take care of the rest. You know, a lot of times it's not about, I mean, and trust me, I have a manager for a reason. I have a manager so my hands are out of the money piece. She negotiates that. That's just business.
Yeah.
There is a business side to this, so I'm not going to neglect the money
part.
Yeah,
it is a business side.
You know,
yes.
There's a business side to this music thing and also to
yes,
preach, and there is a business side. So I'm not going to say that it's wrong to have a requirement when it comes to getting honorariums and stuff like that, because, you know, you should be paid for what you're worth. You should.
Well, yeah, you are.
And,
you should
right,
be.
So, right. But on the flip side, though, if they're not talking money, but God tells you to go anyway, don't worry
yeah,
about
that's
money.
What I'm talking
go.
About. Yeah,
go.
That's right.
And you need to be obedient, because then God will bless you. I've been blessed. I've been doing this for years, and I haven't always gotten money, but I've never been homeless. I've always had a car. My family is good. So God is blessing me, and I still
yeah.
get notoriety. People see, they know my name. They hear my music on the radio and all that kind of stuff. So God is opening doors for my obedience. So I would say just be obedient. Now, as far as the churches and the I can say a lot about that, because I've seen people getting kicked out of churches because they can't pay their tithes, you know, because they might not
yeah.
be working. They get kicked, the churches kick them out. And I mean, a 98-year-old woman got kicked out of her church that she's been going there for years because she's on a limited income, and they kicked her out because she wasn't paying tithes regularly. And it's like, since
yeah.
when have we become a collection agency? When have
yeah,
we become
that's what I mean.
The credit bureau? When if we, you know,
yeah.
the church is supposed to be a house of refuge for people who
right.
are poor, for people who don't have money, for people who don't have the things that rich people have. That's where the people of God are supposed to come. But if we're getting kicked
that's
out
right.
because we don't have what we're the have-nots, then where does that leave us? Is that
that's
God?
True.
I don't think so.
No,
I really think this. Some pastors have this church thing backwards, where it's all
yes,
about them, and it's not about
that's
touching
right.
the souls of the people
that's
in
right.
the community. You do everything inside, but do you reach out to the communities? And I hate to make this a race thing, but I live in Prairie Hall, Maryland, which is
nah.
right outside of Baltimore City, and
yes.
the churches, the white churches in this area, they connect
yes.
with the community. I mean, they do things
yes,
like free movie
do.
Night outside. They do
oh
stuff
yeah.
that, and they don't have to know you, and it's all free. They don't ask you for any
that's
money.
That's right. That's
but
right.
But you go in the city, you got to register. You got to pay $50 for this just to come here somebody's car.
No, that's right. That's what
and it's like, and not hating on that. Not hating on that.
I know what
but
you're
it's like,
saying,
I feel like
though.
It's,
yeah.
It's not about reaching the community. You want to reach the rich. You just want to
yep,
get that
right.
dollar just so you can build your edifice. And
that's
and,
what I was. Yeah.
Well,
you know what?
So what?
You hit it on the nail. That's why I'm laughing, because I was hoping you was going to get to that, because that's what I'm talking about. You know, when I was talking about the pimping the ministry and all that, that's what I'm talking about, because we know we got to have finances. You know, like you said, you worthy of your labor. I mean, I'm this right here that we're doing now on radio, you know, this costs. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It costs to do this. But the thing is, we understand that part of it. You know, like you said, it's a business too. That's right. For the preachers, for the artists, for the singers, those that's doing stuff in ministry, yes, we're supposed to receive. But I'm talking about just what you're saying. It's all about money, it seems like. People getting kicked out of the church because they can't pay tithes and stuff. And like you said, the Caucasian people, I agree, because I have a lot of Caucasian people, and you know, in the church and everything, and they do a lot of stuff free, and they're happy to reach out in the community. They don't care if you're from the corners, wherever you from. But like you said, when you go to other stuff, it's always a pay, 50 here, 75 here, this, and it's like, wow, what is going on? I feel like I'm at the casino. You know, what is happening? You know, what's really going on? It's always about dollar. It's nothing about the souls or getting people off the streets and ministering to them and showing God's love. It's like everybody is in the church, in the building, and we all saying we are the light of the world, but we're light on top of light, blinding each other. Ain't no nothing going on in the dark. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy, man. I'm telling you, but that's good. We did touch on that to know. And see, that kind of thing that's going on, we just have to pray. That's what we have to do.
Right.
We have to pray and ask God to help those people that's like that. Well, brother, I got the music ready now. So I'm going to put you on mute, and we're going to go to these couple of songs, and then we're going to come right back.
Okay.
All right, y'all. You heard it. We're about to get with this great music, and we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Mama pops raised me right, preparing their child for the crazy nights. They didn't want their boy acting ladylike. Knew from a baby I'd be faced with a daily fight. To survive is so important, I'm behaving right. Not to provide an excuse for them to take my life. In some eyes, not doing wrong doesn't make you right. Just because they march with you doesn't mean they know your plight. Or what we fighting for, what our mama's crying for. We dying with our hands up, so what you fighting for? You claim he punched you in your grill, so you shot him for. I know your job is tough, but I shouldn't have to die for it. Sometimes I wish I was a different dude. I trade my color for your badge, make that switch with you. Put you in my shoe, go hard when I get at you. So you can catch the quick clips of what we living through. every corner liquor store right next to it. This is Beamer, who cares how the rest do it? We honor our legends, Reggie F. Lewis. You drink that Natty Bo, we'll be more bruised. The birthplace of Beirut here. Domino and Under Armour got us roots here. Footy Henry had them troops here. Rockets, red glare, and no bombs going boom here. Yeah, Baltimore got that glove scene. K-Swift, baby, you're still the club queen. Blasting from the Crown Vic, get the people dancing. Shot the pork chop in my man Jay Claxton. Charm City, the girls are the bomb diggy. I'm not ashamed where I'm from, sounding an alarm heavy. Love my spot, Dilly, with the city with the hard block. They're screaming loud from your port to the harbor dock.
Right, y'all, I'm telling you, we clicking our brother back on. Wow, awesome. I'm telling you, I was definitely blessed, brother. Blessed by these songs. I'm telling you.
Thank God.
You still with
us? Yeah, yes, I'm still with y'all.
I'm telling you, different ones was messaging me, and I got a few texts was saying they loving the music, you know, and it is definitely a blessing. I have to say that. Now, how we going to do this now? We're going to go ahead, because I told you we're going to go off with Irreplaceable. So right now what I'm going to do to get things going, I'm going to play three songs right now. I'm talking about back-to-back, because I'm looking at the time, and we know that the system had messed up, so that was a part of it, you know, freezing up, and we had to speak. And, you know, some things like that happen sometimes with radio shows, and we understand that. And so, what I want to play next, and like I said, I'm going to do three in a row, and then we'll come back, brother, and let you have the final words and everything, and give your shout-outs or whatever, and your information where people can look you up at, you know, under, and, you know, if they want to connect with you and everything. Can you talk a little bit about the next three songs we're going to hear, I Never Knew, and Keeping It Christ, and also Rise the Remix?
Yes, I Never Knew was written like right before my mom died. She died in 2012, February 2012, and I was in the process of finishing up my project, and I stopped because of her illness and how severe it had gotten. And so when I wrote that song, it was like my return from that slump,
Yes.
The words just spilled out Like, those words just spilled out. That's why it's like I never knew, because I felt like I was, like I talked about rock bottom before, and I was at the rock bottom, and then God just, his love just lifted me. Keeping It Christ is basically talking about, through this hip-hop movement, like, you know, whatever style you have, keep it Christ, no matter what it is. We keeping it Christ. We ain't talking about strippers. We ain't talking about popping bottles. We ain't throwing money in the air. We keeping it Christ.
I know that's right.
And Rise Remix is just an anthem. Like, we just need to rise from the enemy. You know, rise from, you know, because Christ rose. You know what I'm saying? So if we like Christ, we don't let nothing weigh us down. We rise regardless of the situation.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. Amen. I like that now. All right. Well, you know what I said. I love that Rise the Remix is it. But I heard that. I was like, uh-oh. You know, all of them is great, you know. And so, like I said, I just thank God for you, brother, and we're just going to go ahead and put you on mute, and we're going to get these three songs rolling, and then when we come back, we're going to come to a close. Is that all right?
That's fine. That's fine.
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, we about to go to these great songs here that you're going to hear, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Rushang, Rock the Truth,
yeah.
Mad Saint, Fire Nation,
come on.
True Scribe Beat, yeah. I take time to thank thee, you're my sustainer. Realize you didn't have to wake me. Lately, hard times that tried to break me, you choose not to forsake me. And that's your favor, I can't say the same thing, my faith weak. Falling for the tricks, allowing flesh to bait me. Only for the flesh to betray me. There has to be more for me here, where else would you create me? I trust you, Lord, greatly, it's a no-brainer. Underneath your canopy of safety, this world, it keeps coming at me crazy. Cell snakes, thirsting for blood, trying to sedate me. But Christ's blood give me the strength to break free. I feel like a mutant cause they fear me. Hate me.
Yeah.
They try to draw me in, but find it hard to trace me. Your mercy and greatness encase me. I'm no complainer. I never knew a love like this. It had to be something for me to write this. I walked around sightless until I met you. You took my soul and made it go like Midas. Through the danger zone, through the crisis. You are my guide, your light shines the brightest. I grab a hold of your garment, tight grip. Gotta stay near, let's hop slip. Lord, you're majestic, amazing. Your grace is a directed, diverse curses. I'm blessed, there's no weapons to prosper. You said you never let them. Your mercy's my bodyguard, my protection. The unexpected destabilize my posture. We're so passive, the hostile, I feel rejected. All alone, it seems like you left me. Truth is, it's just my impression, cause there's a lesson in my pain, tribulation, stressing. Even when I suffer, I still seem to question. If you're still my buffer, yearning for your presence. Doubtful and patient, waiting on the message coming straight from heaven. I never realized. So focus on my goals, I never counted my blessings. I spent all that time facing the wrong direction. Lord, please remain in my section, you're so precious. I never knew a love like this.
Love like
it
this.
Had to be something for me to write this. I walked around sightless until I met you.
I met you.
My soul and made it go like Midas.
Woo!
Through the danger zone, through the crisis. You are my guide, your light shines the brightest. I grab a hold of your garment, tight grip. Gotta stay near, lest I slip. I'm unworthy, trifling. Sometimes I live my life worldly. Cycling, spinning, the way this world turns me. I keep jumping in the fire, even though it burns me. Igniting, in your grace, your judge death has turned me. Fighting against your word and how it concerns me. Take me back to providence, please don't spur me. I need your love early, it's all infinitum. I just wanna serve thee, make me your titan. Purge me, clean me, I need my soul enlightened. Brighten my discernment. Sit tightened, mighty in the Lord, make my spirit burly. Give me insight so I can take the journey. Feet planted tightly, resist the topsy turvy. I want to live righteous and not just churchy. Till this world is a memory, I'm excited. And to the gates pearly is where I'm invited. I never knew a love like this. It had to be something for me to write this. I walked around silent until I met you.
Met
you. My soul and made it go like Midas. Through the danger zone, through the crisis. You are my guide, your light shines so brightly. I grab a
hold of your garment, tight grip. Gotta stay near lest I slip, you're priceless.
Remix. Hey, I thought you knew. tell, cause I done been to the bottom of the bottom. Used to hang with the devil, now I battle demons like I got a score to settle. Still spray with the wordplay, but it's on another level. Low verses like a clip and use my mic like heavy metal. The whole room is silent, admiring these soldiers in the army of the highest, providing the word in the form of the rhyme and shining through the fire and the pressure like diamond. I'm a pro with the bird, then I'm born with the sun, and then I hit the streets with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we ain't scared of these, matter of fact, we get on, cause this is ministry protected by everlasting on. What can this world do to me? Cause persecution's just a pothole on the road to victory. And when the haters bring the heat, I stay cool as ice tea, focus on what would Jesus do.
When I leave in Christ, I land feet first, keep walking till my feet hurt, and rise till I'm fishing off the moon like I'm dream work. Time I got reckless on the flow, check my features, displaying miracles like the middle elves with Keebler. Now I'm marching with the king like Martin Luther, not violent with the word, but I'm still a sharp shooter. The love of Christ get me high like the user, blessing through my radio like I'm Cuba Gooding Jr. I believe in Christ, ain't nothing changed, funny how they find it strange. He'll return a second time like Rocky did with Bubba Lane. Before I curse you out, now I won't. Why the sudden change? Because of Christ, I sing Gloria like my mother's name. Lord, I'm your weapon, cock me back like a shoddy, with semi-automatic spit to spray everybody. I throw, I don't deserve, it's crazy granted when I make mistakes. So I rise like the interest on your mortgage when you pay it late.
Rise from my enemies, rise is my destiny. Rise, cause I can't let the world get the best of me. Rise, Christ did, cause he's not dead, cause you represent Christ and you ain't scared. Rise.
Straight out of the gutter, God found young prophet. He must have felt the need to dig deep in his pocket. And $4 special, ain't no talent who can stop it. Cause the Bible get you strapped like metal gets solid. Lighting up the city under sky when it rains. Glide around, dropping on the hardest ground. Got you crying. I'm not trying to reap, I'm trying to spread the Lord's name. Cause you talking to God, so I change like Bruce Wayne. Call me Volcano, no, I spit that fire. Satan think he hot, I leave him leaking like lava. Point blank, period. I am a soldier, tip my experience, they call me a warrior. Most high power, I put the night fire. Did it all rather than I do with God admires. So who can stop me? I'm bluff like cocky. You might as well join me, cause Jesus prays for
us. So up I go to BS, only talk that stuff I know. Not enough, I know, so much more to go. Why be in my strength, I know the things you hate. You want it hot to rise, we mix, we burning it down. And walk away from it like Sodom when I'm turning it around. From the ashes, we rise like the Phoenix. You like the sun and we mix, but you like you need Jesus. The only thing that I see, only he I hear. What I'm giving that beat, because you're not in me. My plan is to go to ego. So don't miss this opportunity to check you to free
world. Rise from my enemy, rise, this is my destiny. Rise, cause I can't let the world get the best of me.
On the mic of our brother here, I'm telling you, when I seriously gave my life to Christ, I really thought, brother, that, you know, the music, because I was so heavy, you know what I'm saying, and all that killing type, you know, rap, kill you,
kids and your mama, your dogs, whatever they was talking about, run them over, whatever it was. You know what I'm talking about, that old crazy rap that we used to listen to that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? We definitely had to be possessed listening to that garbage, talking about killing folks. And you went there in the club like, hey, yeah, and everybody drunk and amped up and ready to kill, so to speak. Fights break out, just ignorant stuff. But look what happens when we get over into Christ. I thought it was going to be boring, man. When my brother, my youngest brother, told me about gospel rap, I was like, what? Gospel rap? I was like, oh, I know it's finna be sounding weak. And the first person that I heard, seriously, I did. I thought it was going to be, I remember, I don't know if any, I think they're called A1 Swift. It was a long time ago. They, I heard them, they sound like they was some straight up gangster gospels or something, you know. And I remember listening to them, and Tadashi was like the first one. And when I heard it, I shut my mouth. I was like, wow, really? I said, this is better than that. You know what I've been listening to? I couldn't believe it. You know, so just sitting over here, brother, listening to this music and rocking and able to praise God and, you know what I'm saying, and just feeling the vibe and the words, you know, that you're repping Christ in these songs. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome. It is awesome. It is definitely true when the song says, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, my God.
Amen.
So in saying that, we done heard all these great songs, brother, I'm going to go ahead and let you, you know, just, you have any last remarks, anything you want to say, and also give your information out where people can connect with you, you know.
Yes. Well, I want to first thank God for the opportunity to be on with Miss Angel in the building, you know what I mean? So I appreciate being on the show. Thank you so much for having me. Shout out to Star and Christina Hines for making this thing happen. I appreciate it. Go download Enough is Enough. It's on iTunes or Google Play. Shout out to Kyla Simone. Also my new single, Out on the Edge, featuring my brother, Mike Guest, and Marka. Man, y'all got to check that out. That's also available on iTunes, man. And y'all can follow me on Instagram at rshanks44. I'm on Twitter at rushshanks443. I'm on Facebook at rushshanks443. What else am I on? I'm on Periscope. I'm also on Glide. Yo, follow me, man. I update every so often with videos and statuses and stuff like that to keep y'all posting on what I got going on. October 25th, I'm going to be at the Depot, so I want all my fans to come out. I got tickets. If y'all need tickets, they're $10. If you get them from me, I don't know how much they're charging at the door, but if you want it at a discount price, holler at your boy. I got you. You know, so that's it, man. I thank God for the opportunity to bless his name with my music. Amen.
Amen. Well, I wish I could be there celebrating my birthday. My birthday on October 24th. I'd have been up in there with my birthday hat on, like, hey.
That's what's up.
Well, we just thank God for you being on with us. This is not going to be the last time.
Hey, I hope not.
It's not going to be the last time. Oh, no, for sure. No, it's not. It's not going to be the last time. We definitely got to have you back on. And these the music that I got will continue to rock the chart.
Amen.
And so in saying that, I just want to say God bless you. And I thank our sister, Esther Jones, for the connect. It really was a blessing.
Amen. Definitely. Definitely.
All right then, brother. Also I want to let you know, too, as well, is that also I want to let you know, too, you can let the people know once we get off the air that they can reshare the link. You know, those that, you know, that hasn't had a chance to listen in for whatever reason, maybe they were busy or whatever, that they can still click on the links later on and they will be able to hear, you know, they still will be able to hear the show. And also, they can also download it. That's what I was wanting to say, that this show is downloadable. So everybody can, you know, just click on the link and just download the shows and everything. So just let them know that as well. And so and saying that, like, what do you have coming up besides that in October? Is that the only thing you got going on?
I got a benefit coming up in. I can pull it up real quick that way I know for still. It's on October 9th. I want to say it's the first weekend. It's to benefit the homeless. It's going to be in D.C. at the Coffee House, at the Ebenezer Coffee House. Yeah, so shout out to CO for putting that on. That's on August 9th. So I'm going to be there with a whole bunch of artists. It's going to be a lot of people.
Oh, wow.
There. So I'm blessed to be a part of that. So, and I mean, that's pretty much all I have in October so far. You know, Christina Hines, she keeps my schedule. So, you know, she would know better than me right now. But I do know about the 9th and definitely the 25th. It's been a busy summer. So it's like summer's been crazy. You know, we just did a concert with The Truth. We did a concert with The Truth.
Oh, and, wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
Been touring all over Maryland and Eastern Shore. You know, D.C., just been everywhere. And it's slowing down because school started, but it's kind of like it gave me an opportunity to recoup and get ready for the next phase, you know. So I'm excited.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I'm glad to hear all of that is going on. And like I said, you know, I just thank God for you being on with us, taking the time and being on. It's been a blessed show. I really have to say I was blessed by it. And I just thank God for it. Your ministry. So in saying that, I just want to say God bless you, brother. We're going to go off with the irreplaceable. So I'm going to go ahead and let you say something about that, and then we're going to go.
Hey, Irreplaceable, man. Produced by True Scribe Beats, featuring my sister Tamika Harris. She laced the joint, and it's just a blessed song, man. Just talking about how God is irreplaceable. You know, your car's replaceable, your house is replaceable, but if you leave God, there's no way that you can replace him with somebody else or something else. You could try, but it won't be there. It's never the same. There's no replacement for God. So he's irreplaceable.
Amen. All right then, brother. Well, God bless you, and we look forward. We're going to touch down, soon. We'll keep in contact.
Will do.
All right. All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
All right, y'all, I'm telling y'all, we have had a great time on this evening, haven't we? So we just thank God for all of you all out there around the world that have listened in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we want y'all to tune in on Tuesday because y'all know I'm not on Sundays and we don't do Mondays, but we will be back on Tuesday through Saturday. So y'all got to tune in. We got some great guests calling in from California on Tuesday evening. And so we just thank God. Always remember, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Taking us off is our brother Russ Shanks and Irreplaceable. God bless you all and have a wonderful and blessed night.
Yeah. my young life evading God. Too many issues are worthy of facing God. At least that's what I thought. I had no idea that your grace and your mercy would extend it far. Past sins are forgotten since I gave my heart. Current sin's still a problem, but I'm working hard to live for you in honor of your sacrifice. But when you bled and you died to give me back my life, I feel ashamed when I know I ain't acting right. I lose my way in the dark, you bring me back to light. You take me out of the wrong, bring me back to right. In the world, walking blind, gave me back my sight. You're irreplaceable, never judgmental. I'm exceedingly glad, although I mug a little. I'm like a tree rooted, I won't budge a little. Until the day when I'm sitting up above with you.
My God, irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable, you.
No one can take the place of you.
Nah.
From that blessing that you give, to your sacrifice I live. My God, irreplaceable.
It took a while for me to recognize how your love for a sinner kept me alive. Through my daily worries, lies being jeopardized. Even the unseen dangers never met my eyes. It's funny how people never think about how their lives are falling fast till you bring them out. That's the type of stuff the others sing about. That's what you done for me, I have to ink it out. Then I air it out for the world to hear, so they can get a taste, new life over here. Getting over pain, getting over fear, of how you drew my path and made my way clear. Yeah, pain and fear, sometimes I still get it, but your holy word teaches how to deal with it. Gave me the gift to rock the mic and made me ill with it. I never deserved it, Lord, but you still get it.
My God, irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable, you.
No one can take the place of you. From that blessing that you give, to your sacrifice I live. My God, irreplaceable.
Listen. I never knew a love like this. God's love is a true life gift. You can feel it when that new life hits. You crazy in your head if you would fight this. Your love is unconditional, easy to spot, your mercy is visual. I'm living proof of what the Lord God can give to you. No one's excluded, it's for all individuals. His residual sufficient for the worst of us. You know we all got that grudge that can lurk in us. That's right, all of us, no one was made perfect. We must rely on the Lord to do his work in us. I give thanks to the Lord because he woke me up. That yoke that had me bound, yeah, he broke it up. That's why my hunger for your presence is insatiable. Lord God, in my life, you are irreplaceable.
My God, irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable, you. My God.
No one can take the place of you. The place of you.
Nah, come on.
From that blessing that you give, to your sacrifice I live. My God, irreplaceable.
Yeah.
My God, irreplaceable.
Just think about it. Yeah.
No one can take the place of you.
No one.
From the blessings that you give, to your sacrifice I live. My God, irreplaceable.
We love you, Lord.
Okay.